In the wake of the 49th CARICOM Leaders Conference in Montego Bay, Antigua and Barbuda has announced a major air agreement between the two regional countries. This is WAVS News. Antigua and Barbuda's Tourism Minister, Colin James, spoke at the formal launch of the Antigua and Barbuda flight to Jamaica's second city on the weekend.
The increased airlift will undoubtedly open doors not just for business and leisure, but for families and friends separated by sea and time. Now brought much closer to the skies. For us in Antigua and Barbuda, this route is a big deal. We're now just a hop, skip, and a sky jump away from not just Kingston, but Mobe, Jamaica's tourism mecca.
Also addressing the launch ceremony at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay was Sandra Joseph, the permanent secretary in the tourism ministry, noting the historic significance of the new service between the two CARICOM member states.
It signaled that LIAT, along with the government of Antigua and Barbuda, are extremely serious about the mission that has been mentioned by speakers before me, and that is to really unite our people across the region.
In Barbados, the National Union of Public Workers welcoming the move towards CARICOM free movement set to take place in Barbados by October this year. However, a call is being made for a balanced approach that protects the interests of both migrants and Barbadians. Acting General Secretary is Wayne Walrond.
It's competing to the detriment of Barbadians getting work. That presents a challenge. So therefore, my approach would be to it is that you manage migration, you look at your skill sets, you look at your labor markets, and you determine what deficits you need to fill.
Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, says while the union supports the move, it is concerned that employers are not following proper immigration procedures.
There is evidence that the local labor market is not being sought out, but that a first effort is to secure work permits for those coming from outside. Of course, if there is free movement of labor, it permits CARICOM nationals also to compete for jobs, but that job should be advertised where local workers can access them on the ground if they wish.
Police force in Dominica calling on the public to assist in ongoing investigations into two separate shooting incidents that occurred last week in Roseau, leaving one man dead, three others injured. Deputy Chief of Police Geoffrey James issued a plea for cooperation, stressing the urgency of community involvement. James is expressing deep concern over the rising use of firearms in the commission of crimes in Dominica. Despite concerns by the Alliance for Change that the People's Progressive Party Civic has been allocated the second spot to present its list of candidates and nominators to the Guyanese Elections Commission today, the election management body says all systems will be go for today. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.